We're here at Paralympics GB House, where we are joined by swimmers Poppy Maskell and Will Ellert. And between them, you have not just smashed it, you have 8 medals, world records. I mean, this must feel surreal.
Yeah, it's definitely amazing going into my first games and not expecting much myself, but going into it and smashing my world record that I had equal, so now it's myself's world record, and having it by over a second definitely means a lot, and that should bring confidence into the next few years.
I agree, I'm quite happy with how I've done. It's my first games and I didn't expect to do as well as I did, to be fair, so I've got a world record and that's pretty cool, so I'm happy with that.
Yeah, I think you were our first gold medal as well.
Yeah, I was, which I just beat him because he went before me. Pretty cool thing to say, because like you won't be able to do that if you so.
You guys already mentioned this. These are your first games. So now that the event is wrapping up, like, what are your thoughts? How do you think it went?
Yeah, I definitely think it went really well. I'm looking forward to LA in 4 years' time. It's a long time, but it'll come around quick. And yeah, just looking forward to the process and going on to a new program next year and see how that goes with my new coach, and maybe might move on further and might be quite good for me for the future. Just having a different change is quite good. Here I have different coaches than what I have back home, so just having that experience with different coaches, trying to obviously show I can perform with different coaches, not just my home coach as well.
I think it's been a very cool experience, and I think it's like a once-in-a-lifetime thing. I mean, obviously you can go to different Paralympic Games and stuff, but I think each one will be slightly different, and I think that everyone here is like a good team atmosphere and stuff, so I think it's very cool thing to like be a part of, so I'm quite happy with it.
And have you been able to celebrate here with your friends and family? Are they here with you? Did you have a big party to celebrate?
No, not really. Just saw them yesterday for 10-15 minutes after my race, but they've gone back home this morning, so should meet them back home on Monday night, hopefully.
Yeah, I'm the same. We saw them for like 10 minutes and then we had to get the bus back so we could come back to the village. But we're going to see them in like 2 days properly when we go home, so it'd be nice.
That's amazing. And something that comes up a lot from the athletes that are here, they're saying the crowd is absolutely amazing. What was that the same experience for both of you? I mean, I know you're in a pool, so sometimes you might not be able to quite catch all the noise that's happening around you.
Yeah, looking around the stadium when you first walk out for my first race, the 100 fly, which I came second on, you just look up and you're like, wow, and then you've got to look at the pool and you've got to realise you've got to focus on the pool. So, yeah, having 15-odd thousand people in the crowd, didn't think Paralympic movement would be that big, and I don't think anything else would be like that until LA.
Yeah, definitely when I walked out, I had to take a big breath because there was like a lot of people and made me feel a bit more nervous, but it definitely helped towards the end of the races when you can hear everyone like cheering you and bringing you back to the wall, so it's not too bad.
Now, LA, are you thinking of going to LA, Poppy, as well? Are you going to be competing against each other again, see who gets more medals next time?
Yeah, hopefully. We'll see.
Yeah.
Now, how did you guys get into swimming? Because at RNAB, we try to encourage people with disabilities to give sport a go, because sometimes there's barriers to it. So what was the experience like for both of you?
So getting into para swimming, there was just the old head coach that was at my swimming club was good friends with one of the workers at, well, Aquatics GB, what is now. Well, so I got into it by that, and I think definitely we need more physical impairment people, because we've got, I'd say 80% of our team's intellectual impairment, but we definitely need more physical impairments for relays, and we'll just show more physical impairment people around the country that you can do more, and yeah, just having that will definitely help the medal tally even more, and be more competitive with other countries as well.
Poppy, you're nodding your head, do you agree?
Yeah, I agree. I think that people like to see people that are like them, and like if they see people doing well, it'll encourage people to come out and do more sports and things, so I think that the younger generation will come through like more if they see more people. So
representation matters, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you guys are one of the younger ones here. Did you feel that here, or did you feel quite welcome? Have you noticed any difference?
Well, when you've got someone like Iona on the team that's 13, it makes you feel a bit old, so
yes, definitely. We're one of the youngest ones to get medals, both still teenagers, and think in LA we'll still be quite young, but there might be some youngsters coming through in the team and should be good experience.
Right, Poppy, Will, thank you so much for speaking on RNAB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.